Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Aaron. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm on the right side of the dirt.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. That's all
that's
I can
fair.
Ask.
Better than you deserve, I guess.
I understand
that's
that you're
not how I was feeling yesterday.
Yeah, just I've been getting beat up all day, you know, but it's okay.
Can't wait to go to bed.
Yeah, man, that's another story. I'll get beat up when I get home too. I got two little boys. They just jump all over me.
But, it's usually my wife that beats me up.
Yeah, that part too. She's probably gonna beat me up for leaving them with them all the time.
Yeah.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to apply a service credit, kind of get the rate down. She said you already had some things, but she wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and figure that out. Did you have any questions about the listing? Or
I was just going to ask, where's the listing number one at? Is it like in the Ada area, like Ada, Shawnee, like places like around like in Pontotoc County and Seminole County? And
So service areas can be pretty broad. We had you at the 74849 zip code as like your center point. Yeah, for your PIN verification, right? So
yes, sir. That's where my house is.
It's Seminole County and surrounding areas. They say you could cover up to a 40-mile radius from where your PIN is dropped.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Yep, and then we list you for up to 15 keywords at a time. And you can hand select those. Let me see here. Oh, you're cutting out pretty bad. I don't know if you hit a dead zone.
Can I hear you now?
Yeah, there we go.
Well, right now I'm sitting in the gas station.
Okay. All right, so I do have a quote for you, though. If you already have your own domain, then it's just a matter of getting the Google Places placement, and then we'll do your directory submission. Do you have a Facebook business page?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Do you run ads through it already?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So you're doing well with that? You don't want to have somebody host it for you?
Well, I usually do most of that. And then I also have one guy that welds for me, but he doesn't get many hours welding because he's new. So he's really good with computers. So usually I think he does that stuff.
Oh, so he helps you with
cheap,
that too?
So.
Okay.
He's cheap. So.
Yeah. That can't be cheap.
That's
no.
Another plus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the idea there was just a lot of the reason why business owners hire us in the first place is just to kind of alleviate a lot of the stress that has to do with them jumping online and doing marketing on their own, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Before I hired people, that was miserable.
Yeah, I bet. You know, it's too many hats usually for one person. You know, at some point, you got to hire somebody. But I was going to say we could do that for you to take it off your shoulders, but if he's already taking care of it, then – you're good. We don't need that.
Yeah, I got him working for 15 an hour, and he probably works 3 hours a week on doing that stuff, so that's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a lot cheaper to have us do it, though, to be honest with you. It's still, even at
how much is it for you guys to do it?
So with a platinum package that includes Facebook ads, I mean, you're looking at $299. That's with the Google advertising and Facebook advertising. You're also on Bing and have the popular directory submissions. You also get the tracking system.
$299 for how much? For how long?
It's month to month. So as long as you're with us one month at a time, it'll break down to like $10 a day. So even if you're paying them $15 an hour for 3 hours, you know, you're paying them $45 a day. You know, $10 a day.
It's 15 hours for like a month. So it's not bad at all. Doing that. Most of the time he's welding, so he makes his own money back.
Yeah, that's
following me.
That's pretty darn cheap. So okay, maybe we're like $50 more than him per month, but you have a Google certified
professional. Yeah, something like that.
You're not going to get first page placement on Google without actually having, you know, a Google partner and, you know, a position available in your service area. So
that's true.
Mhm. So it's like $10 a day if you break it down.
Okay, what point in the month do I, like, what all services do you have? Is it just, like, just getting it onto the front page? And do you put out the ads? Would I send you guys, like, pictures and stuff, and, like, you guys create ads or something like that, or what is it?
Exactly, yep. So Facebook ads, they're, like, they're remarketing ads. So you ever feel like your phone's like listening to you and you like say something and then you go on Facebook and then there's like a pop-up there? Or if you do a search on another site and then you go on Facebook and then there's a pop-up for what you were just searching for on another site. So that's the Facebook
ad. People sell your information.
Literally. I mean, that's basically what's happening. So Google has pre-existing relationship now with Meta. And so the data that you search on Google or another platform, even if it's like Instagram, it all goes into the same analytics system. So they're able to kind of see what people are searching in the area, things that you might have looked up in the past. It's supposed to help you and make your life easier. But really what it's doing is you have business owners like yourself that are running the ads, and then anybody in the area, if we hear that they're looking for that or they do a search for something you provide, you get remarketed to them. So that's part of the Facebook ads. Yeah, so you'll actually show as a pop-up. Now, we do also do the postings, but you do have to send in the photos. We could also use some generic photos, but, you know, most business owners want it to have a personal touch when it comes to the social media platform, so they send in their own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Do you know about what the rate is in return?
Well, I mean, so Google doesn't want us to, like, lie to you or, like, guarantee you a certain
amount. Well, obviously, kind of like Angie Leads, you can't guarantee leads, can't promise stuff. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, like, Angie's Leads is a whole other thing, though. I wouldn't even say we're the same as Angie's Leads. I hate those guys. Those guys, they do something like this, and then they resell the lead, but they'll take the lead and sell it to, like, five of you, and they charge you even if you don't get the job.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we're not like
that. I know.
Yeah, we don't charge per lead or click or call. We don't sell the leads to your competitors. We just put you up there as a top option and let the people call you directly. So, you know, I could give you, like numbers, like guesstimates on, like, hey, you know, we've had this.
Yeah, I just want, like, just kind of crunching numbers in my area.
Yeah.
Because I'm more of a math guy. I have to see the numbers before I'll believe anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the thing with Angie Leads. I wouldn't believe a word they said until I actually saw the numbers.
Yeah, but then you don't want to, you know, suscept yourself to that either, because obviously they got you to sign up on it, so they might have told you, made up some numbers and threw them at you.
I went and did my own research on it, and I asked a couple local business owners that I know that use them, but I have a lot of friends around where I'm at. My dad is a really big company. My dad owns a couple big companies, so he has a lot of contacts, so I had all those contacts, so I talked to a lot of people, and they said it was okay for a beginning company, but they said don't use them for more than like a year or so, so they'll just sell your information.
Yeah, that's good advice. That's good advice. Starting out, like, if you don't have another option, like, there's no local listing available to put yourself on Google like this, then I don't blame you for signing up like that just to get your feet wet, you know? But it's not a long-term solution.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay a lead fee for everybody that you talk to, whether you get it or not, for, you know, more than a year. That's kind of crazy. Cause then you're going to wind up spending probably more than what you're making on it. But if you compare it to some of the other companies that are out there, or like I could see, just in the last 30 days, and this is again, you know, around Seminole County, you're talking about a 40-mile radius around you. So this is, it's showing 1,218 searches that fall for, welding service. So just welding service, not mobile welding service or any of the other things, fabrication, metal fabrication, right? So again, 1,218 doesn't mean you're going to get that many calls or that there'll even be that many searches this month, right? That's just in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't try to dive into that. I don't want to tell you, hey, you're going to get 15 clients and you get 14 and you're like, John, you lied to me, you know?
I'm not a dick, so I usually don't do that.
Yeah, but what we want to do is work with you long-term, Aaron. And obviously, the only way that that's going to happen is if we get in there and make sure it's working with for you as best as possible. That's the only way you're going to come back and keep paying for this each month, right? So I don't want to say, hey, you're going to get this many or lie to you. What I can say is Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last, like, 16 years. 90% of searches that are done on Google start and stop on page one. That's why companies like Home Advisor by Angie's List are investing to be on page one as well. They would be beneath you for Seminole County and surrounding areas. And the kind of work that you do, I mean, honestly, how many jobs are we going to have to bring you each month in order for that $299 to make sense?
Half of one. Usually about 3 hours.
Exactly. So it's like
the $299 is not the problem. It's just the long-term part.
Well, yeah. The longer you do it, the better it gets because you're building up that pipeline. We're building up your reviews. You have the Google verification. So the more you brand yourself and the longer you do this, you just start building up that pipeline of business and reoccurring clients. And, you know, it just makes it that much easier the longer you do it. So it just gets better and better as you go.
Okay, so whenever you search up mobile welding, let's just say if you're in Ada, Oklahoma, you search up mobile welding, like out of the territory that I'm in, like obviously I'm in Ada most of the time. I get a lot of jobs in Ada is where I do a lot of my work.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm going to, with this, you said I would be like on front page, correct?
Correct. You'd be
would
a top
I still be in like the front page at, would
in
I still
Ada?
Be in like one of the top, yeah. Like just a couple miles.
Yeah,
on
Ada's
border,
18.
Like, soon as you get out of there. So.
Yeah, I just pulled up the map, so it's 18.2 miles from me. So yeah, you'll be there. It's Seminole County and surrounding areas, Aaron. It's not just it's not just like your local city.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to cover more ground. The more ground you cover, the more opportunities it's going to get for you each month.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'd like to have it as big as we possibly can, where it says you could do up to a 40-mile radius around you.
Mm-hmm.
So we would want to maximize that. But sometimes I run into guys who are like, hey, I'm not going more than 20 miles. And we could also, like, cookie-cutter it, too. Like, we could shrink it or, like, eliminate certain zip codes if you don't want to be displayed. Yeah, we could customize it. But I love when somebody's like, hey, I'll go that full 40 miles. Then it gives us a lot more to work with, a lot more opportunities to capture throughout the month.
Heck, man, I ain't going to be the one going out that 40 miles, but once, I'll send somebody else out there if I want to drive that far.
Yeah, but I mean, you could do that, but I mean,
another truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, I got four employees. I got me and three other people. So, I have a truck with two other people that normally run it, so I'll probably send them out there. I don't like driving real far. But the manager that I have on that crew, he's one of the nicest people ever. That's why I have him over there. He represents the company just as good, if not better, than I can. So
yeah, that's a huge help when you have good help. Having good help's an X factor. I tell people all the time, you know, it's about who you hire, because if they're gonna represent your business and they go out there and wet the bed, then it's all bad, you know.
If they're the face of your company, but they throw up on somebody, it's horrible. You gotta find somebody, especially in the business I'm in. You gotta find somebody that knows how to hold their tongue too, because some of the guys, I fired a guy 2 months ago because he started screaming and cussing at one of the people. I was like, dude, no, get out. So I had to fire him, and that hurt my feelings because me and him were really good friends for a long time. But I was like, you can't do that, man.
Yeah, I've run into that myself on this end. But one of the hidden advantages is that we do have what am I thinking right now? Ugh, I'm getting word brain fog. Review monitoring. Why did that slip my mind?
Yes, sir.
We have review monitoring in place. So if you're already running your Google advertising through us and we're already inside your Google business profile, if you send a guy out and you have like an unreasonable customer like that and they just go on there and try to just bash the crap out of you, write a bunch of bad reviews, we can actually prevent that if we're into the account pretense. Like if you already have it on there, we can't go and remove it. But if we're already doing the monitoring and you're running an ad with us on that first page, we can get those expunged. And that helps maintain a positive reputation.
Yeah, I ended up having to go out there, and it was like 80-something miles away from our home base. It was a big project, though, so I had to go out there, and I had to give them like $3,000 off, and that made me so mad. Just to get them to write a bad review, and just to get them to stop being a jerk. That
made
me
so mad. Yeah, that's a kick in the groin. Yeah, that's a big kick.
That was probably the most mad I've ever been at one of my employees in my entire life.
Yeah, having employees is like having kids, you know? You got to kind of give them the tough love sometimes. It's not all sunshines and rainbows. People think it is. Like, oh, I'll finally have employees. Now I can focus on other things and let them take care of it. And really what it is you got to micromanage an adult.
which is annoying.
Paying them.
That's why I let my manager, me and him, for the first year, he was with me and me only. So it was just me and him in a truck. We worked together 80 hours a week. So we were like one-on-one all the time. And then I got to the point where I was like, man, I'm gonna buy you your own truck. I'm gonna let you do whatever you want. I was like, you know how to do this. I was like, I'm gonna just step back and let you do it. So
that's the
manager's role.
He made
it that whole side of it. So
yeah, his job is to maximize the return. But his job should be to maximize the return on what you're spending on the employees. You know, so he's supposed to get in there and then oversee everything and make sure they're working and making sure your money's not being wasted. You know.
But you don't charge. Like, the one thing that I liked about what Tara said a minute ago and like what you were talking about a minute ago, you guys don't charge per lead like Angie Lee did. That made me so mad. Like, I would lose like $90 in a day just because they were arrogant and sent me stuff like 100 miles away from my house. Like, no.
Yeah,
so
that's why it's really
important
to customize your service area. But yeah,
the thing is that I like about what you're talking about and the way you're talking about it is, like, at that point with them, I'll spend about $500 a month for leads, and I'd only get like half the leads I even paid for. So if I'm still paying the same price for y'all to do the same thing, I'm probably gonna switch over and have you guys do it then.
Yeah, if you could do anything with them, I know you'll absolutely love being on the first page of Google. Because, like I said, that's how they're getting their leads. So they're basically just middlemanning it. They don't let the customer call you directly. They want to intercept it so they could text it to you. But they're also texting it to 4 or 5 other people. So it's going to hinder your chances of even getting the job. And then they're charging the lead fee even if you don't get it. You know what I mean? It's a racket. I've actually just sent you, like, a link, this article. The Federal Trade Commission's been talking about shutting those guys down for the last 2 years. This article came out in March of 2022. And they shut them down before. They were called Service Magic back in 2012. And then they came back in 2014 as Home Advisor and, like, rebranded. And they bought Angie's List because they were going bankrupt. And now they got Angie's Leads and Home Advisor. But they've been caught selling the same lead to people who are signed up on Home Advisor to the people who are signed up on Angie's. So you got two guys that are doing two different platforms, but in the same area, getting the same lead. It's like, it's just not ethical. And then what they're doing to people with like the not giving you your money back. Oh, we'll give you another lead opportunity. I've heard a lot of crazy stories. So, I mean, if you compare these two side by side, Aaron, it's not going to take you longer than a month or two to see the difference. I mean, once we have these calls coming in consistently, it'll be a no-brainer for you from that perspective.
Yeah. Well, give me 1 second. I gotta look at something. Crap, it's 4 o'clock. Hey, can you call me back in about 10 minutes? Probably 20 minutes, because I gotta run to this junkyard and grab a new rim. I busted a rim on my truck earlier today.
I
gotta run in here and grab a new rim, and then if you can call me back in just a minute, I'll answer.
Yeah, Tara was trying to send me this other guy, but I'm kind of concerned because he's in the same category and service area as you.
Mark. I'll take it. Is what I was saying. I'll take it. Like, I'm ready. Like, I'm fine with it. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, if you want to give it a shot, you know, if you could give me like 3 minutes, I'll create the account real quick, and then we could circle back for the client interview. You want to do that?
That's fine with me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's your last name, Aaron?
Troglin, T-R-O-G-L-I-N.
G-L-I-N?
T-R-O-G-L-I-N.
Okay, I got it. And then what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing and the receipt?
It's going to be A-J Troglin, so A-J T-R-O-G-L-I-N, the number 4, at gmail.com.
Okay. All right, and what's the street address I could send your Google PIN verification letter to?
35378 East West 1350 Road, Conewall, Oklahoma, 74849.
Okay, East West. Why am I not finding it? Is East West all one word? Oh, yeah, I found it.
EW.
Oh, I found East West, but then it's showing a Seminole, but I have different ones. What's the second number? You said it was 35378 east-west?
1350.
1350. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I have 1310, 1380, 1390. It's not coming up.
Yeah, it's 1350. Is what it'll be.
74868?
74849. It's in Conwell.
Oh. Yeah, all these ones are coming up Seminole.
Yeah, it's Conwell is in Seminole County, but yeah.
Yeah, that's real weird. Okay. Let me just Google. Okay, and you could receive, I found it. You could receive mail at this address?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it's 74849. Yeah, that one matches up. Okay. And then, is this phone number the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes, sir. This one will get a pickup within 30 seconds.
All right. EW1350. Got it. Okay. Save. All right. And then the website. You already have your own domain and everything for your site? The AaronsMobileWelding.com?
Yes,
okay. And you're comfortable with the site being attached to the Google Business Profile?
Yes, sir.
Okay. When you get that pin in the mail, there's a little 5-digit number I'll need off the back of it. We have 24/7 customer service, or you could call in for me directly. It's that 877 number that I've been texting you on.
Okay.
All right. And then how do you want the hours?
Do what?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Is that your, like, personal contact number? Like, I can get a hold of you anytime?
No. You got to hit extension 544. Yeah. But you have to hit 544 to call me directly. Yeah, to call me directly.
Call you directly? Okay.
Yeah, otherwise you'll get a rep.
If I call that number, if I call that number and then do 544.
Yeah, here, I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
It's literally the same number. You just hit extension 544 to call me direct. And then if it's after hours, you can hit extension 1. It'll set you up with a live operator. So there's 24/7 customer service there. Okay. And then how did you say you wanted the hours of operation? Just 8 to 6?
Usually it's 8 to 6, Monday through Sunday, yeah.
Okay, submit. All right. Oh, yeah, you just texted me.
I do have emergency hours, like if somebody – I usually do have emergency hours. Like I've had people, like, break hitches off a truck and, like, had to call me at, like, 11 o'clock. And, yeah, I still go out there and do that. It's just a $300 minimum. So.
Okay.
I do have emergency services, but I don't like doing that. So.
Yeah. No, I got
I don't
it.
Like
so emergency
up at 1
services.
To my phone ring.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Even for $300, I got two little kids. That'd be all bad. but emergency.
Well,
I put on here emergency services available for $300 minimum charge.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
That's just to get me out of bed and put my boots on.
Yeah, I hear you. I know, that late, I mean, it's got to be something real serious, though.
Yeah.
All right, so I have one client interview time left for today, if this works for you. Let me see here. So I know you got to get off the phone here in a second. So client interview, I have 5 to 6. You think you'll be available?
Will you just call me at that point?
Yeah, well, it's going to be one of my reps, but they're going to call you and they'll walk you through a client interview. So they'll go over, like, all the services you provide, your keywords, the service area you cover, make sure that everything represents you how you want it to properly, and then they use that information to get started on building the campaign and customizing it.
All righty. Well, if the spot's still available, I'm gladly going to take it. And
okay. Well, we're going to close the spot right now. So it's yours right now. We're going to take it. Yeah, I'm going to secure the payment right now, but this is for the client interview.
Okay, yeah. I'll be able to be available at 5.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to that. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment, Aaron?
Can I give you a card number?
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
Give me a second. I got to dip my wallet out of my back pocket.
No worries. All the billing address is the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm ready for you.
The car number is 521997005633414.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
The expiration date is 02-27 is the expiration date.
Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
932.
All right, I'm going to send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification, and then you're good to go until the client interview at 5, okay?
All right.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Aaron. It says, welcome to our voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name? Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
My name is Aaron James Troglin. I am the owner and operator of the company.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've just provided?
Yes, sir.
All right, so it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. We ask that you be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time. Are you able to do that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yes, sir. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, we ask that you let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services. This way we can avoid any duplicate listings or you paying for something that we're already providing for you.
All right.
Okay. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 7th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a platinum package bundle. I've waived all setup fees affiliated with your campaign, and I've locked in this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So you'll keep this rate as long as you choose to remain with us. It says you could cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Yeah, I mean, I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but, you know, just full disclosure, you know. Hey, just let us know before the next billing, so that way it doesn't charge you. I don't think you're going to leave, you know. I've worked with a lot of people who have used HomeAdvisor by Angie's, and then once they get the hang of this, it's like, you know, these guys stick with us forever. I have some people I've worked with like 10 years. But I'm sending you outline of the agreement in writing, so that way you have it all in black and white. So you'll get that. It's an automated message. And then there's going to be another form for Google verification. I'll ask you to send in some paperwork and some photos. If you're missing anything, don't worry about it. Since we're a Google partner, we'll still be able to verify you over the phone with the Google headquarters, but try to send in as much of that as you can. And then the client interview, they're going to circle back with you in less than an hour to knock out that client interview, okay? All right, well, I'll let you get to work. We're going to be talking to you here in less than an hour, but if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just call in, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Aaron, looking forward to working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.